the highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
It's the Highlight Tapes by Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
3, 2, 1.
This week on Ellie and Taz, had some real high points. Well, for one of us at least. Hello, my friend.
Hello, gorgeous lady. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm blushing with that.
Still waiting on a handsome man for me, but that's fine.
And some real low points.
Can identify like a fingerprint, but an anal print.
Oh, whoa! Would not say that.
What? What's the problem with that? What should I say instead?
Like a nose print or
a
something.
A nose print. Okay.
You make it a bit more fun than
it's
just come.
Nose print.
Like, give us a language warning before you whip out anal print gear.
Sorry, a nose print.
The stories from you guys were as good as ever.
Lydia, when has your algorithm offended you?
Oh, well, I was at a staff Christmas party and scrolling Instagram and it kept giving me targeted ads about how it's a bad idea to get really drunk at staff Christmas parties.
Why do you think that they chose to pop up then?
I posted something about like countdown to the staff Christmas party, and I guess Instagram picked up on those words and gave me the targeted ads.
Lydia's post was, "Can't wait to get so blind at the staff Christmas party."
Somebody hold me back.
Only 3 days to go. Woo! And the questions from us, not as good. Where'd you have to go that wasn't a toilet? It could be number ones, it could be number two, could be in a can, could be doing a
CFM.
We launched a quest to create the longest cup and string phone we could. Test one went well.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
I could hear that clear as day. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers, Peter Piper picked.
No, I didn't say all that, but yeah, the first line, this works.
This
works.
This works, he just said. And then we had to put the whole thing on hold because the weather got crap. Typical. But the real highlight of the week was helping Emma search for love in Caloundra.
So yeah, so why not? Give it a try. Maybe we can find Henry. Maybe we won't. And maybe he'll be interested in having a drink with me and maybe he won't be, but we're saying.
I'm sure he will be. So who knows what's going to happen on the show next week, but we can confirm there will be more ridiculous chat like this. Is Snow White a Sleeping Beauty? Yeah.
No.
Come to awaken you with a kiss?
No.
Sleeping Beauty.
Snow White lives in a house with seven dwarfs.
Yeah, but doesn't she eat an apple and then she passes out?
Yeah, that does happen. That happens quite a bit, actually.
Snow White and the seven dwarfs.
Yes.
Correct. Is Sleeping Beauty its own one?
Yes. But I just don't think they made a movie out of it. Or the movie wasn't as big when we were kids.
Yeah, true. It's just a chick having a nap, really. And a hot dude coming and kissing her without her consent. Problematic in today's day and age,
yeah,
really.
It's not 2024 appropriate. And is it over now?